June 2007, Section 2, Question 11. Now, with this one, we are looking for what role something plays in the argument. And so we have to describe a particular piece of the argument in terms of its relationship to the other parts. And what it says is, it's now a common complaint that electronic media have corroded the intellectual skills required, fostered by the literary media. So electronic media is eroding the skills that we had for our literary media. But several centuries ago, the complaint was that certain intellectual skills, such as powerful memory and extemporaneous eloquence that were intrinsic to oral culture, were being destroyed by the spread of literacy. So it's saying, yeah, they argued the same thing kind of about certain skills with literacy. So what awaits us is probably a mere alteration of the human mind rather than its devolution or de-evolution. So the reference to the complaint of several centuries ago that powerful memory and these were being destroyed plays which one of the following roles? Well, it's basically kind of giving a comparable situation and saying, yeah, you know, people said this a while ago, it's similar to what they're saying now, and then comes to its conclusion. So it's a piece of evidence by virtue of a comparison. So we'd look for something along those lines. So then we look at our answer choices. A, is it evidence supporting the claim that intellectual skills fostered by the literary media are being destroyed? No, it's actually not supporting that claim, because that's not their purpose, is to support that claim. Then we look at B, illustration of a general hypothesis being advanced. No, that's not really what's happening here either. An example of a cultural change that did not necessarily have a detrimental effect on the human mind overall. That's pretty good. It would be an example of a similar situation where it didn't really hurt things that much. Then evidence of that the claim that the intellectual skills required and fostered by literary media being lost is unwarranted. No, it's not saying that they're not going to be lost. It's just saying it's not going to be a big problem. Then E, possible evidence mentioned then dismissed that might be cited by supporters of the hypothesis being criticized. I'm not even really sure what that means. And it's certainly not as good as answer choice C. And so we would take answer choice C here and go. Now, if you came back and read E, possible evidence mentioned then dismissed that might be cited by supporters of the hypothesis being criticized, that's really kind of saying, okay, this would be evidence they would use, but it's really not right. And so it's definitely not doing what that particular sentence is, because we want something that's going to say it's an example or an analogy or comparison to a situation where you did not get the harmful result. And therefore, C is our correct response.